Years gradually eased, and Weizmann was able to concentrate more on his Zionist work. Ceaselessly, restlessly, he worked for the cause, attending meetings, traveling abroad when necessary, making many friends and a few enemies. He had the good fortune to make a staunch friend of C.P. Scott, editor of the Manchester Guardian, and it was at the outbreak of the First World War in 1914 that he met, through Scott, the great British political figure, Lloyd George.
Sir Carr, you'd better see Churchill about that.
Yes, sir.
Is he alone?
No, sir. Dr. Rintoul's with him.
Well, tell him I'll ring through when we're ready.
Yes, sir, I will.
Thanks.
Busy as ever, I see.
Yes, Scott, and now with Germany on the warpath more so than ever. I'm sorry I have to keep you waiting.
That's all right.
I'm sure in these days the editor of the Manchester Guardian can't afford to waste any time.
There are some useful ways of wasting time, and this is one of them. I can question you in my capacity as a journalist.
What's your question?
How long do you think the war will last?
Oh, don't ask me, Scott. Ask the Kaiser. Seriously, though, it won't be over this year. The war is spreading. Turkey's now in it. It's because we're fighting the Turks. I'm particularly interested in meeting this friend of yours. Where is he?
He's waiting outside.
Well, bring him in.
Well, we didn't know how busy you were. Chaim? Lloyd George? This is Dr. Chaim Weizmann.
How do you do?
How do you do, sir? I'm very conscious of the great honor, Mr. Lloyd George.
Our friend Scott has told me quite a lot about you. Of course, it's my colleague Churchill who really wants to see you. In your capacity as a scientist, you'll be seeing him presently. A matter which will give you great satisfaction.
I'm sure it will.
Now, it's in your capacity as a Zionist that my interest lies. You see, we're now at war with Turkey, so of course the question of Palestine will be very much in the picture.
I understand.
When did you first visit Palestine?
In 1907.
What was your purpose in going?
I went with a mission to investigate how science could develop the economic possibilities for Jewish settlement.
Oh, so you're also an expert in economics and high finance, Dr. Weizmann?
I'm afraid not.
Scott has persuaded me to read about some of your plans for the country.
And do you find them favorable?
I don't know, frankly. It seems to me that Palestine is a small country. A country poor in traditional natural resources. I really don't see how it could be made to receive and sustain billions of Jews. What is your answer?
My answer is that I think it can.
How?
By applying to agriculture and industry the treasure of the Jewish intellect harnessed to the techniques of the future.
Education.
Chaim has been advocating the building of a Jewish university in Palestine for a long time now.
In fact, I only read a paper on that topic last year at the Congress.
So? Well, if the war goes our way, British annexation of Palestine is not out of the question. One might then consider the Jewish claim.
Would you really give it serious thought?
A thought is all I can promise at the moment, Doctor.
I cannot ask for more.
Of course, you realize that most of the rich and powerful Jews in this country won't be in favor.
I realize that, sir. I have already met with the opposition, but I can also answer them.
Good. You should also talk with the Prime Minister, Mr. Ratcliffe. Anyway, we'll see.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lloyd George. I didn't know you had anyone in
there. That's all right, Arthur. In fact, there's someone here I'd rather I introduce to you.
Ah, nonsense. Dr. Weizmann is an old friend. The University of Manchester, that's right?
Yes, Mr. Butler.
Yes, I remember the conversation we had in 1906, was it?
Yes, it's very kind of you to remember.
Well, you haven't changed much since we met. You know, thinking about that conversation of ours, I believe that when the guns stop firing, you may get your Jerusalem.
Don't say too much, Arthur. The man will get the impression we all favor his views.
Oh, no. Dr. Weizmann realizes the way will be stony. Public opinion must be one of them.
World opinion.
Yes, even world opinion. I was in Germany 2 years ago, and I met Frau Cosima Wagner.
Any relation of Wagner with the composer?
Yes, his widow. In the course of our conversation, she brought up the subject of the Jews. Now, please don't misunderstand me, Dr. Weizmann. According to you what she said, to show you what you're up against.
I understand.
She said that the Jews of Germany had captured the German press, stage, commerce and universities, and that only 100 years after their emancipation were putting into their pockets everything the Germans had built up in centuries.
What would you say to that, Doctor?
I would venture to guess that Frau Wagner resents very much having to receive so much moral and material culture at the hands of the Jews, and I many like her. But it's all...